You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have a mission in Rosh Hashanah. Mamad Beis on the Beis. Shayfa Shir Rosh Hashanah. Ein Mavir Na Lava Satchum Ve'im Mefakhin Lava Sagal. Lo Oilin Be'ilin Ve'lo Yechven Agave Behem. In other words, it says in the mission over there that if a person needs a Shayfa on Rosh Hashanah, he's not allowed to do anything, any Isser, in order to go ahead and blow the Shayfa. Or it says that Ein choit chinois, you can't cut it. Bein bedavar shu mishvus, bein bedavar shu mishum loisaseh. Whether it's a shvus, a issa darbonon, or it's a issa daraisa, we shainim say, the Ran says, that even though a darbonon is weaker than the daraisa, but Chazal made the darbonon on the same level as the daraisa, which we'll see why you can't push off over here. Now, over here in the Mishnah, it says, Ein mavir nolof issa tchum. You're not allowed to go out of a tchum. Right, you're not allowed to go to tchum for tkiyas shayfa. What does that mean? You're not allowed, what would you say? What does it mean to go out of a tchum? What's the pashup shot?
Personally.
What? Personally. Oh, Zok Rashi, thank you. Leilech lechutz tchum lishmoy tkiyah. In other words, talk about let's make it like what we used to be in the mountains. We used to be in Kanyanga Lake, right? Kanyanga Lake doesn't have that many people living there during the year, but Monticello has. So let's say Lu Yitzu, Monticello, and Monticello there's a Shafer, and Kanyanga Lake, you don't have a Shafer. So the Shal is, and Kanyanga Lake is out of the Tchum. So can you go out of the Tchum in order to hear the Shafer? That's what Rashi says. Leilech chutz tchum l'shmar tkiyah, in order to hear the tkiyah. Then? No. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. Right? You would think that since it's a mitzvah, I'm not specifically talking about tchum, is the havaya. All these yisurim, you think it's also. You think you're allowed to ride a behemah, you're allowed to. The Mishnah mentions a lot of yisurim. One of them is a tchum. Just what's the case of the tchum? In other words, fixing the going up a tree, that means the shayfa is on a tree. You would think I could climb the tree to bring down the shayfa. Kamasha on the Mishnah says you can't. I would think you could fix the shayfa. Kamasha, you can't. What's the case of tchum? So Rashi says that the case of tchum is, Pashut like Uprahim said, that you're going out of the tchum. You need to hear a shayfa. You're in Kanyanga Lake, so you want to walk to White Lake, to Monticello, in order to hear, there's a minion there, right? You have a shayfa there. The Torah, when he brings this halacha, when the Torah brings this halacha in Hilchos Shofar, it's in Tav Kuf Pei Vav, the Torah says a little different. The Torah says to bring a shofar to a place that needs a shofar. In other words, Fakert, you're in Lomazog and Kanyanga Lake, you have a shofar. There's a big shul in Monticello, but they don't have a shofar. So you want to now bring the shayfa to that place, right? And Taz, he says a Maisa Shahaya once, that a certain city didn't have a shayfa there waiting. In the old days, shayfa was not as common as it is nowadays. So they were waiting for a shayfa to bring it to a certain town, and it was Thursday, the Akum didn't come and deliver it. Friday didn't come deliver it, and there were Makabal Shabbos. And then after the Omakabal Shabbos, the shliach came in. The shal was, can you still blow the shayfa even though you're Makabal Shabbos? I mentioned to Reb Shloimeh that when we said over this taz, but in the Rav's shul, Olav Shem, his father's shul, Olav Shem, so he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, he remembers he was running from Vilna to the Mir, to the Mir in Shanghai, and that's what happened. He came Friday afternoon, and people ran over to him.
Into the
Mir. Oh, it was into the Mir Mir?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the. Oh,
he was running.
Ah, so, and Rablaib Malin saw him and he said, he went over Yankov and he said, give me a shayfer. And he started blowing the shayfer and then they started yelling, they were Makabal Shabbos already. Makabal Shabbos. Like upon him, the Torah changes the case where the one person is bringing a shayfer out of the tchum for the rest of the people. which Pashut, the Torah is giving a different case, but he seems to be not wanting to say Rashi's Tzir. Rashi's Tzir is the more Pashut one. Person doesn't have a Shefer, and he's going out of Tchum to hear a Shefer. The Torah is, says, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. The Shaila is, are you allowed to bring the Shefer out of a Tchum to people who need a Shefer? So the Torah went out of his way to say the Tzir in a different fashion. That's the question, why? Why did the Torah say in such a way? Now, let's first see the Gemara. The Gemara says, my time, why is it this way? Shefer esehu, the Yom Tov esev alois aseh, the ein aseh doich alois aseh v'eseh. The Gemara says like this. We have a klal that is a din of eseh doich alois aseh. Right? We have, the Gemara learns that in a few places, that if a person is in a situation where he can only be mekayim the mitzvah by being doich alav, so the din is the eseh is doich alois aseh. So over here, the Gemara says that over here you can't do it. In other words, it seems like you would say asay deicha loisasa, and on that the Gemara tells us that you don't say it because Yom Tov is not only an asay a loisasa; it's only asay. A few places the Gemara says that Yom Tov, at least Yom Tov, the Gemara never says anything about Shabbos. Yishenim assume Shabbos the same thing, but Yom Tov, besides the lav of loisasa malacha, there's an asay shabbosim. One has to rest on Yom Tov. If you do malacha, you're even a say. And the klal is, es is deicha loisase, it's not deicha loisase b'esay. That's what the Gemara says. That the reason is, Yom Tov is an shayfer is an essay, and the essay of shayfer, even though you have to do all these issuim, like we mentioned before, that even the Rabbanan, the Ran says that the Rabbanan gave their isurim, the same choym as the Raisa, that has a din of a loisase the essay. And Ran seems to say this as a general statement. That's how Kiva understands it. It's not only over here, but all over, wherever the Rabbanan, right, made an Isser, and the mother of the Isser, the Siag, is for the Raisa, and the Raisa has a certain Chumrah, let's say Kares, whatever it is, then the Rabbanan has that Chumrah too. That's the Gemara. So there, the Rishenim Ha'aymid, the Ran, the other Rishenim, that you really don't need the svara of essay deicha, ain essay deicha loisa v'essay. Because over here, it's not applicable to say essay deicha loisa. We have a klal in the Gemara says in a few places, that the only time you say essay deicha loisa is be'idna de kama'aka lav mekayim essay. Now it's a din of essay deicha loisa, it doesn't mean you're allowed to do a lav in order to be mekayim an essay. It has to be daimed klimatitzis, that's the pashut way we know it. And just like klein betzitzis, that's the shayrish, that's the mucker of asay deichel. I said, a person wants to wear a baguette of linen, and in order to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, he has to put on tcheles, which is wool. So he's putting on shatnez. So since at the same moment that he's mekayim, that he's over the issur of shatnez, he's mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis, we say that he's allowed to, that he does it, because asay deichel. I said, the essay of tzitzis is deichel the lav of klein, and therefore from there we learn out to other places, right? Chayvulavim in the Raisa fall to Yibum. You can do Yibum with Chayvulavim, Mamzeris. Asay Deichaloisa, asay. Right? The Gemara has many cases where you say Asay Deichaloisa. But that's only that at the same moment that you're being over the lav, you're being Mekayim the essay. Over here, you're being over the lav before you Mekayim the essay. In other words, you climbed the tree before you blew the Shefer. You fixed the Shefer before you blew the Shefer. So all these Yisurim are done beforehand. All these Isurim are done beforehand. Says the Ran, ain't a Chanami. The Gemara could have said that the reason is because it's not Be'idna. It's not, that's really the reason. Elawat, because that's the truth. The truth is that Yom Tov is a Esav Alaysa. So Gemara said what the truth about Yom Tov. Yom Tov, even if it would be Be'idna, but ain't Esav Dech Alaysa V'Esav. Haraya says the Ran, because really, this cloud that Yom Tov is a loisus of a essay doesn't seem to be a davar mekubal by all damarayim. It's a machloikus in a few sugyas, mainly the sugyas of sreifas kachim. The Gemara says, how do you know you don't burn kachim on Yom Tov if you have kachim left over first day of Pesach? The carbon Pesach becomes nicer, and there's a din to burn nicer. Can you burn that nicer on Shabbos? On Yom Tov? Or Mila Shaloi Bezmana? Can you do Mila Shelo Bezmana on Yom Tov? And the reason is, the Gemara says in Pesachim, you should be able to, is because Asay Deicha Loisase, the Essay of Sreifas Kachim should be Deicha, the Lav of Yom Tov. The Essay of Mila should be Deicha, the Lav of Yom Tov. Gemara says, three Pesachim, Then the Gemara goes ahead and says, no. Rav Ashi says, Yom Tov Esei V'Loisa Seh. V'Ein Esei Deicha Loisa V'Esei. It seems that the other Merayim argue. They hold that Yom Tov is not. What's the pshat? It's not. Why not? So in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he counts the mitzvah of Shabbosin, so he says, don't think that Shabbosin is not an essay. It's rather just a description of the day. It's not a mitzvah essay. It's not an Isra essay. It's just a description of the day. Because the Gemara says in a few places, Yom Tov is a lysis of essay. So we see that the Shabbos is not just a description of what the day is. It's a day of rest, but it's an essay. Meaning the other Marayim Taka, Pashtus, Taisus assumes that, Taisus Shonim assume that, that the other Marayim argue. So says the Ran, if the other Marayim argue, and they hold that Yom Tov is only a Loisa set, and the reason Sreifas Kachem is not Dech Yom Tov, or Mila Shilob Zman is not Dech Yom Tov, is because of Xeris Akasav, right? How are they going to explain over here? Why can't you say that the essay of Shafer is Deicha Lav of Yom Tov? Loisa Seva Essay is not enough of a reasoning for them. They don't hold it's a Loisa of Essay. It's only Loisa. Must be because it's not Be'idna. So the real reason is because it's not Be'idna. That's the Ran. Okay, I'm just making bracha.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach quotes a Shibole Leket B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. In our Shibole Leket, some say it doesn't say B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, but Yechshia, the Magen Avraham might have had a different Shibole Leket, but it is a Rishon. Shibole Leket is a Rishon, and he's oimed on the Gemara. He asks his Akash on the Gemara. Whereas the Gemara says, why isn't Shafer Deicha all these Yisurim of Yom Tov, says because the Gemara says it's Ein Esa Deicha Loisa V'Esei, the Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, that's how he quotes it, Shibol Leket, Matzarech Loimar Yom Tov Esa V'Loisa Seh, Afilo Esa L'Chud, Nami L'Dochi, Kiven De Be'idna De Me'akalav, Lo Mekayim Esa. So in other words, the Shibole Leket, the Hadakasha, what the Ran says is that the Gemara didn't really mean necessarily Esed, Ein Esed Deicha Loisa V'Esed. It's because Midna, he says Akasha. Why don't the Gemara say what the real reason is? That the real reason is because not Be'idna. Right? Tiritz Rabbeinu Tam. The Esed, the Rabbim, Dochi Loisa Seh, Afagav, the Be'idna, Me'akalav, Loi Mekayim Esed. So Rabbeinu Tam, that's what he quotes for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that Enachanami, this klal of essay not doicha loisa se, it's not beidna, they need beidna. That's a klal in essay doicha loisa se. But when it comes to essay the rabbim, let's first use the words essay the rabbim. Then there's no klal that you need beidna. This din beidna, this requirement beidna is not needed for essay the rabbim. The reason is the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't say it. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam takes out of that Gemara that the reason you don't say that it's not Be'idna is because Esed Ram doesn't need Be'idna. The Masha Taisis in Zvachim says that Esed Shebekaris is Deicha Alav where it's not Be'idna either. What the Svar is, we'll get to another time. Right now, we'll focus on just what he says. Not necessarily. That's not necessarily the situation over here. It could be the situation was that something happened today. The Shofar got ruined, and that's all you have. That's a good point. But that's not necessarily,
If you could have done it yesterday, you wouldn't say it.
That's a different. That already is a whole sugba from the outside. But that, you don't have to say that's a situation. But Kopanim, the Rabbeinu Tam took out from this Gemara, Shibole Leket, Rabbeinu Tam, took out from this Gemara a chiddush that a Esed the Rabbin is Deicha Alav even if it's not Be'idna. And therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't say it's not Be'idna. The Gemara had to come out to a different reason because Ein Esed Deicha Loisa V'Esed. Now the reason the Gemara says Ein Esed Deicha Loisa V'Esed, Ein Esed Deicha Loisa V'Esed, rather than saying that the reason is it's because it's not Be'idna, is because you don't need the requirement of Be'idna. Yeah, sure. Shia. Okay? So that's the Rebbe. So let's first understand, what is Essay the Rabbim? What makes Shofar an Essay the Rabbim? Well, let's see what the Olam says. What makes, in other words, he's saying Shofar is a different mitzvah than other mitzvahs because it's an Essay the Rabbim. What makes it an Essay the Rabbim? What would you say? What? What do you mean they want it?
I don't know. They have a chiyuv hearing. Everybody, there's one Baal Kareh.
One Tekeya.
That's the Rabbim.
Well,
the Rabbim, the Gabbai Shul, want to hear
that. Everybody agrees.
One performs the mitzvah for the tzibur. Once everybody's got a
bridge. Each one has his own individual chiyuv.
Oh.
Yeah,
but
the
guys are here.
Everyone's
the
would be
the rabbi, would be
the
tzarchi, and the one that's what he said. Okay. What? First, explain what's Essay Rabbim. So, Magen Avraham goes into it. Magen Avraham goes into how do you explain Essay the Rabbim? Essay Rabbim could be like Reb Chaim said. That means is usually tzitzis. Who's chayven tzitzis today? Whoever's putting on a beged. I'm not chayven tzitzis. If I don't have a beged, I'm not chayven tzitzis. Yibum, those people that have yibum, right? The kisi adam. The Gemara says case of kisi adam. If I happen to shecht a chaya oif, I have to do kisi adam. But the essay of shayfer is chal on all male members. All men are chaya, right? Tell your wives that, right? They don't believe that. But only men are chayv, not women. In Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, from one of the Baalei Taisus, he asked Shemayim, how is it shaykh that women are potter from shayfa? How is it shaykh? So they answered him, Ein Hanami, it's a Zman Grammar, they're potter, but in Shemayim they say they're chayv. That's what he brings in Shalos HaTshuvas. But it means it's all men are chayv. In other words, this is a mitzvah that as soon as you go into, for instance, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, a veilus, you don't have a veilus on Yom Tov. Why don't you have a veilus, Rachman son, on Yom Tov? Right? Because the mitzvah of Simcha is doicha the mitzvah of a veilus. Why? Simcha is a mitzvah the rabbin. What does it mean, the mitzvah the rabbin? If I eat a good steak, doesn't mean you're yaitzah. Right? If I drink some good wine, doesn't mean you're yaitzah. What means is, like Chaim said, the chiv is on everyone. On the other hand, over here, is that the reason? Or maybe the reason is, because like Rabbi Abba said, that the reason is because with one blowing, you know, it's shayfer, lulav, I take a lulav, that's it. I'm yaitz, it's me. You could take it afterwards, but that action is only might see one person. Mash ain't in the midst of shayfer, shmir shayfer, tkir shayfer, one person could do it, and he's might see a multitude of people, the rabbin. Therefore, it's a mitzvah that in one action I can be might see rabbin. That's what the Magen Avraham goes into. That's what the Magen Avraham goes into. Yeah.
First
he can't, right?
Not
the first. Can't. If not, you'd see a lot of people not coming to shul, and they wouldn't want to wait around that long. I guarantee you. No, you can't. The mitzvah shibaguf, you cannot make a shliach. That's a klal. Right. You can't make somebody put on the phone for you. Right? We'd have a lot of problems if we could. Right. But Akoponim, the shofar, one person blows, he might see others. So Magen Avraham is mefalpo on this, and he does come out, like Rav Abba said, not like Rav Chaim, for different reasons. Right now we won't go into it. He says that the definition of Rabbim over here means that because in the act that you're doing, you might see others. In other words, this is a mitzvah. And maybe we'll just go and a little fast forward. We will have another part of the Shibah, but not for right now. That the real reason Essa the Rabbim is Deich even Abbe Idna is not because it's a Essa Deich Alaysasek Din. In other words, if not for Alaysav Essay, it's because in English we call it the ends justifies the means, which is not true. The ends does not justify the means, but there are some times that the ends does justify the means. When Chazal tell us that it does. Chazal a lot of times allow us to do a certain iser to get to a mitzvah. What, under what parameters? That's a different thing. But over here, I would have thought that since it's an iser the rabbim, therefore I allow you to do an iser of whatever the iser might be in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. Why? Because through doing this mitzvah, you're going to be moitzi rabbin. That's the shot in the Shibboleth, in the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shibboleth Lek. That's how Magen Avraham comes out. So again, the reason Esa the Rabbim is Deich Haloisa, even Abba Idna, is because there's something unique about this mitzvah, so Esa the Rabbim. And the definition Esa the Rabbim, according to the Magen Avraham, is because with one blowing, you could be moitzi others. Okay? So now, let us go, now after we know that, let's go back to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Ein mavir nalavus ha-tchum. You're not allowed to go out of the tchum, right? Ein choytchen, all the things you're not allowed to do. What are we talking about? It's not be'idna. Why should you think you're allowed to do it? Right? That's obvious. Why should you think you're allowed to do it? The answer is, because the Gemara says, I would have thought, Esa decholoy sase. Why would I thought Esa decholoy sase? It's not be'idna. The answer is, well, that's what the Gemara really means, according to the Ran. Gemara means it's not because it's not be'idna. That's part of the reason. But according to the Shibboleth Lek, that's not what it means. According to Shibboleth Lek, they have a more of a havamina. I would have thought it does. Why? Because I would have thought, since it's a Esa de Rabbim, it's doich even if it's not be'idna. And the reason that, because like the Gemara says, lois tevesa. In other words, according to the Shibboleth Lek, the Pshat in the Gemara fits in more poshut the way we understand it. The havamina was, I would have thought, this is, you could be doich, because the essay, the Rabbim, is doich even not be'idna. Masha ain kein, stamen essay, you would never have such avi, it's not be'idna. And that the Gemara says, yeah, a essay, the Rabbim, is doich even not be'idna, that's only a lav, but not a lav in the essay. That's what the Gemara's maskan is. What's the essay, the Rabbim? Because I could be moitzi Rabbim. Oh, so now, what does that mean? I would have thought, because it's such a mitzvah that I could be moitzi Rabbim, or because lamaisa, I would have been moitzi Rabbim. If you say the whole reason is not just this mitzvah is unique, but rather this mitzvah, it makes a svara, there's a svara that it should be doiche. The ends justifies the means. What's ends? The ends is because you can be all 1,000 people in Monticello are going to be yaitza. So then the Torah had to change pshat from Rashi. Rashi says the case is, I'm going to Monticello to hear Shofar. That means I'm going for my own personal mitzvah. So Agam, I'm going for my mitzvah. I could leave the tchum in order to be mekayim a mitzvah of shofar. It's not be'idna. I can't go out of the tchum to hear the shofar later. That's the din. Es is not doicha, not be'idna. But according to the Torah's way, the Torah that changed pshat, then we understand. The Torah says, no, you're bringing a shofar. Why are you bringing a shofar? So all 1,000 people in Monticello. By the way, Rav Schneider's father was the Rav of the Shul Day in Monticello. So the you're bringing it for all 1,000 people there. I don't know if they ever had 1,000 people. But they're bringing it for Monticello. So you're doing it in order to have more mitzvahs. That's a havamina that the ends justifies the means. On that, the Gemara tells us you can't, because ain't nasa doicha l'sabese. But the Torah, if you go with the Shibboleth Lek, the Meshayim Rabbeinu Tam, then we understand why the Torah went ahead and changed Pshat and Rashi. That's what we would say in Pshat. Now, we'll leave you off with a kasha, Turi Evans kasha. It's a very obvious kasha, and we'll see. I don't know if we're necessary now. We'll talk about it, but now means for sure not today. But the kasha is the following: according to Rabbeinu Tam, what was the havamina that essay is doicha lo isase over here? Aitza beidna, because it's essa the rabbin. What's the reason not? Because ain essa doicha lo isase essay. In fact, the Turi Evan, that's good according to Rabashi. But there are three other Meroim who hold that the Yom Tov is not a loisus of an essay. How are they going to answer the question? Bishma according to the Ran, their answer is because not be'idna. But according to the Shibboleth Lek, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that essa the Rabbim is deicha alav even not be'idna, according to them, you don't have an answer. The essa the Rabbim is deicha, it's not be'idna. And the reason over here it's not because it's a lois of essay. Over here it's not a lois of essay. It's only a lois of essay. That's the Torah of Kasha, and we'll leave it there at this moment, and we'll one day talk about it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.